From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter arrived Sunday in Erbil, northern Iraq, where he is expected to meet with Kurdish leaders and military commanders close to the fight to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State extremists. Secretary Carter also likely to discuss Turkey's role in the battle. Iraq Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has rejected a bid from Turkey to participate in the military push to retake Mosul. Al-Abadi said Saturday that the existing alliance will handle the ongoing battle without Turkey's help. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump offered new immigration reform proposals and said he would cut taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office should he win the presidency in next month's election.
The fact that Washington and the Washington establishment has tried so hard to stop our campaign is only more proof that our campaign represents the kind of change that only arrives once in a lifetime.
Trump announced his plans for the country Saturday just as another woman accusing Trump of sexual assault released information that he kissed her without her permission more than a decade ago while in a hotel suite. Jessica Drake, an adult film actress, says she's coming forward to support the other women alleging Trump sexually assaulted them. Meantime, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigned in Pittsburgh on Saturday. During a rally there, she made a pitch for Republican voters who were put off by the party's candidate.
We will work with everyone. Now, I imagine here in Allegheny County, and if you're from further west, you probably know people who are thinking about voting for Donald Trump. And here's what I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them that I understand that they need a president who cares about them, will listen to them, and I want to be their president too.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. This is VOA News. American telecommunications company AT&T announced Saturday it is buying Time Warner for $85.4 billion. Time Warner's portfolio includes HBO, CNN, and the Warner Brothers Film Studio, which produces the Batman and Harry Potter film franchises. The stock and cash transaction must be approved by Time Warner shareholders and reviewed by the U.S. antitrust regulators. A manhunt is underway in Haiti for dozens of prison escapees. Authorities say as many as 174 inmates fled the prison north of the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince Saturday after killing a guard and stealing weapons. At least 11 inmates have been recaptured. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti is urging citizens to avoid the area where the prison is located. Thousands of women marched through Caracas, Venezuela Saturday protesting the suspension of a referendum effort that could have led to the ouster of President Nicolas Maduro. A leader of the opposition group says the referendum issue does not dampen their enthusiasm for democracy.
Here, as you can see, Venezuelan people, we are united in the streets and clear where we're going. We are going to have a transition to democracy in Venezuela this year.
Venezuela's electoral officials put a stop to the referendum effort Thursday after nearly a year of opposition campaigning. Officials allege fraud had taken place in the signature gathering process for a referendum on the socialist leader. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesperson, Dmitry Peskov, says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad needs to stay in power to prevent the country from falling into the hands of the jihadists. Russia launched an air campaign in support of Assad a year ago, helping his forces win some key ground. More than 100 migrants and refugees heading toward Europe were rescued off the coast of Libya Saturday. The migrants, the most from sub-Saharan Africa, had set off from northwestern Libya. Officials from the Tripoli Port Navy Squad said a Coast Guard boat was sent after the two boats carrying migrants were spotted near the port of Tripoli. For details on much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.